All right, it is 7 o'clock and we will call the July regular meeting of Sugar Creek Township Trustees to order. This evening, our board chair, President Scott Widmer, is absent. So as vice chair, I will be conducting the meeting. That's so present are Tom Gregory, trustees Tom Gregory and Scott Feldis. Okay, we will start off by approving or reviewing the minutes from the last meeting.
Okay. There's the ones with all the attachments. I'll make a pile here for Scott. Okay. And then these are your copies.
Okay. And these are the same that were emailed to us?
Yes. Mm-hmm. You'll just have to cross off his name and write yours in when we go to approve it and sign.
Yep. All right. Any corrections to the June meeting minutes? All right, hearing none, I will move that we approve the minutes from the June 13th meeting. Do I have a second?
I second.
Thank you, Scott. All in favor, say yes. Yes. Opposed, the same. The minutes are approved.
Here's the next ones. There's no attachments on these, so there's one original and one for each of you.
Oh, this is the special meeting.
The special meeting.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. Okay, not much on there. So we are reviewing the minutes for the special meeting on held on July 5th, 2023. Any questions or corrections to the minutes? Hearing none, I move that we approve the minutes from the July 5th, 2023 special meeting. Do I have a second?
I second that.
All in favor, say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Opposed, the same. And that motion carries as well. You just need me to sign one of these,
yeah.
Anita.
Okay, here's the bank reconciliation and bank statement from June.
Okay, any questions about the June bank reconciliation statement? Hearing none, I will move that we approve the June bank reconciliation statement.
I second.
Scott seconds that. Thank you, Scott. All in favor, say yes. Yes. And opposed, the same. And the bank reconciliation is approved.
The financial reports from June 30th.
Okay.
That's the same as what you would have received via email.
Great. When will we pay that ARPA money?
It's in tonight's
bills. It's in tonight's, okay. Yeah. So after, this will be...
The balance, the fund balance goes down quite a bit after tonight.
Yep, I imagine. All right. Any questions regarding the monthly reports? I think we approved this by motion, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I will make a motion that we approve the monthly financial statements. Do I have a second?
I second that.
Scott seconds it. Okay. All in favor say yes. Yes. Opposed the same. And that motion passes.
Okay. Here is the only payroll to be signed, reviewed and signed. No, there's no motion on these. These are just...
Okay. Got it. You had a little bit on there, huh? Just a little. There was a third one, wasn't there?
Yeah.
No. Well, Anita, can we, do we need two signatures at least? I think
probably
we
should, and I think we said last time it's okay because you guys sign your own checks for trustees, too.
Yep. Sorry about that, I didn't see the third one.
I have some purchase orders to be approved.
Okay.
List on top.
And there's the Melway paving amount.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Now, we would have had a purchase order from the beginning of the year, but that one was from Road and Bridge funds.
Okay.
And so I closed that one and then made it through the ARPA funds.
So we, on our financial report, we show $290,979 in our American Rescue Plan Fund, and the bill for chip and seal was $289,646. So that was that covered that. What was the, was Henderson the truck?
Yeah.
That is the equipment.
The equipment
for
the truck.
Truck.
Okay.
I don't know what all it was, but
we're definitely paying out some money this time. Okay, do these require a resolution?
No.
They do not. Okay. All right. So we have four purchase orders here totaling $403,737.60. I move that we approve the purchase orders as presented.
I second that.
Thank you, Scott. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Opposed the same. And that motion was approved. And we'll sign these at the end of the meeting when we sign the checks.
Yep.
Okay.
I have a resolution that we need to do before paying the bills. That was just to move the funds to pay for all that equipment on the truck chassis.
Got it. So we're
and
just...
It's Not, it's all the same fund, or money within the same fund, just moving it from one account to another.
Got it. I'm just going from Raritan Bridge, operating Raritan Bridge. Okay, any questions regarding the resolution to reallocate appropriations?
No.
All right. I make a motion to approve resolution number 2023-07-12-01 to reallocate appropriations. Do I have a second?
I second it.
All in favor? Oh, I'm sorry, Anita, call roll. Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Motion's approved. Our resolution is approved, I should say.
Okay, and then that being said, this is the list of bills for approval for tonight and July.
Okay. Well, that's a lot we're paying out.
Mm-hmm.
That might be the most I've seen us pay in a while. Of course, just the truck and the chip and seal came at the same time.
Yeah.
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 So, but, okay.
Yeah, I don't think our funds will have been this low in a while.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Any questions about the payment listing? If not, I make a motion that we approve the payment listing for July 2023 as presented. All in favor, say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Oppose, the same. And that motion passes. This is my copy.
That's your copy. Yeah. And we will pay our signings afterwards then.
Yeah, we'll sign those at the end of the meeting. Yeah, thank you.
And then the only other thing I have is this is an updated fund balance or fund status.
Okay.
After paying all those.
Okay, looks good.
And that's all I have.
Okay. Thank you, Anita. All right, moving on with our agenda. That takes us to the road supervisor reports. I think we were all emailed the June 2023 report from Kevin. Now, that is not the road inspection report. This is just giving us just an update on capital items. Looks like we had some stone delivered, some 67, and some number 8s delivered. Did either of you receive the road inspection report? I didn't see that.
I got it.
Did you?
For sure I did.
Felt like I only got one email.
This is the only one I got. the same one that you...
Yeah, so it's the one... Look here again. I got this one where it says Kevin Hofstetter Master Board Report. Maybe there was... Is there a second attachment on that?
It's the one.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine. The good part is Kevin keeps us very informed on the projects that he's working on. So, and Nita, do we typically enter these into the minutes?
Yes.
Do we need a motion to do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
The motion that typically is that you move to approve and add the reports to
okay.
the minutes.
Yep. I will move that we approve and add the road supervisor report into the minutes.
I second that.
Scott seconds it. Thank you. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Opposed, the same. And that motion passes. And Anita, you've got a copy of it there already.
Yeah, I
gave you a copy of it. Okay. Moving on to fire department reports. It looks like we were emailed. Actually, the Kidron report was the May report.
Yes.
So we got the May report from Kidron and also the June report from EWFD showing the number of calls that they made within 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. They made 9 calls in the Northern Sugar Creek Township Fire District area. Total of 34 calls in Sugar Creek Township. Any questions on either of those reports?
Nope.
Okay. I move that we approve and accept and add to the minutes the EWFD fire monthly fire report and the KVFD monthly fire report. Thank you, Scott. All in favor, say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Opposed, the same. Do you have copies of those?
I do.
Okay. That motion is approved.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I think the next thing that I'm going to talk about is the Traybell aggregation update. So I was contacted by a representative from Traybell. They had planned on trying to be at our meeting this evening, and that just was not going to happen. So they did send information to me for us to review at this meeting. And basically, they have entered into an agreement with a new electric supplier named, get it right here, this is known as Archer Energy LLC. Would be the governmental aggregator. I'm sorry, we are the governmental aggregator. Archer would be the supplier. The price that they negotiated on our behalf, and when I say on our behalf, this is a program that they're also jointly negotiating with the Village of Dalton. And so that price that's being presented to us is, I don't know how you want me to read this, Anita, it's 0.06553 per kilowatt hour, which basically is 6.5 cents rounded per kilowatt hour. We are currently paying just under 5 cents per kilowatt hour right now. I think it's 4.69 cents, 4.7 cents per kilowatt hour.
So you said 6553?
Yes.
And that was, who was the name of, what
it's,
was the name of the?
It's known as Archer.
A-R-C-H-E-R?
Yes. They keep referring to it as Archer, but the official name is Archer Energy LLC. Okay. I'm noticing in their contract here, they're also listing a, and I will have to ask them what they mean by this, but the fixed price is the price I gave you, that's 6.553 cents per kilowatt hour. There is an option here for a green product pricing option, and I'll read this to you. It says, during the period of October 2023 through May 2025, Archer will provide an all-in fixed rate of 0.06899 per kilowatt hour to all participants in the aggregation who opt for the green alternative. I'm assuming, based on some other things I'm familiar with, that that is individuals have an opportunity to pay an extra 3 tenths of a cent if they somehow want that to be a green alternative, which might have to do with carbon credits of some sort, is my guess. So
carbon credits or even paperless.
Yes.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I don't know how that would work.
I don't either.
Yeah.
I know that I've seen this in other places.
Yeah. From BWC for that kind of stuff,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. So when I got this, one of the things I decided to do is I went on the, you can go to the Ohio Edison website or the AEP website, and you can pull up the price to compare. Because what I wanted to see was, how does this rate that they've negotiated for us compare with what our residents could just go out and choose? And I would say there's probably close to 50 alternatives on there that you can look at. I was able to find, I'm going to guesstimate now, maybe 6 or 7 that were lower than this rate. However, when you looked at those, they were either variable rates where they weren't fixed for that period of time, or some of them had a monthly fee of $9.95. So no wonder they were cheaper, because you were paying a monthly fee to have that. The other thing that I noticed when I went to the price to compare is I found Dinergy, which we have right now. I did not find Archer Energy LLC as an option for people to opt into. So I went back to Trable and I said, hey, that seemed odd to me that there's no option here to choose Archer. And he said, no one's ever asked us that question. So they went back, and Archer does not offer direct to residential. They only do through electric aggregation. So, I mean, not that that's anything special, it's just that they're focusing on electric aggregation programs. So what my recommendation is that we accept their proposal that they presented to us, but that we also maybe get with the Dalton Gazette and we let people know that when this goes into effect for October of 2023, what will happen is they will automatically be moved to Dinergy, however you pronounce that, or I'm sorry, from Dinergy to Archer, unless they opt out. And in the contract here, it says that Archer is going to send an opt-out letter to every resident that has Ohio Edison and AEP. So everybody will have an option, an opportunity to opt out. If you don't choose to opt out with that letter, you can opt out at any time in the future. So I confirmed that. I think if you were going to opt out initially, you probably have a plan in place, like you're going to go with one of the other ones that you could choose. The other thing that the contract says is if you opt out and you want back in, that there are opt-in periods. Let me see if I can find that. After the initial opt-out, any consumer enrolled in the program shall have the opportunity to opt out of the program at any time without paying an early termination fee. So you can get out at any time, no termination fee. Any consumer wishing to join at a later date is eligible, shall be given the opportunity to opt into the program at the same price, terms, and conditions of the program at the time of enrollment. So, I don't think we are tying anyone's hands here. You know, the voters some 15 years ago, did approve electric aggregation. I feel like we've done our due diligence through Trebell Energy to come up with a plan that's going to avoid our residents paying 11 and 12 cents per kilowatt hour, because if you go to the price to compare it, they're out there. I mean, those prices are, some of the providers are charging that much.
How long did you say this was for?
So this is for a period of 18 months. It ends May of 2025.
Beginning when would it go into effect?
October 2023. Get back to that page here. Yeah. Fixed pricing during the period of October 2023 through May 2025.
May 2025.
Which is actually more than 18. Hang on a second. January, February, March, April, May. Yeah. That's 18 months. The attachment here says that there's no termination fee. If somebody opts out, that they are going to design, print, and mail opt-out letters to all eligible participants, including a sheet of frequently asked questions. Yeah.
How many of those prices to compare did you say you found?
About 50. There were close to 50 that I looked at, and could one of our residents find a better rate potentially? But that's the nice part about this. Everybody can do their, and I encourage anybody who would be listening to this, I would encourage everybody to go to either if you're on Ohio Edison, go to their website, and they have the price to compare sheet there, or AEP, go to their website. I went to both of them, found those price to compare sheets, and look for yourself. You know that ours is going to be 6.5 cents per kilowatt hour beginning October 1st. And if you feel comfortable going on, for example, a variable rate contract, I think some of those were still at 48 and 49 cents, or I'm sorry, 4.8 and 4.9 cents per kilowatt hour. So, you could ride that out if you wanted to, and then opt into our program later. All we're doing is saying, we want to lock into a fixed rate for the next 18 months, beginning October 1st, when our other good rate runs out. Other questions? One other thing, I don't know if you remember, I brought up this exclusive mutual understanding. Remember last month we talked about how they wanted us to sign something that allowed them to sign documents for us. I told them that we would not be prepared to approve or discuss that this evening, and that they're welcome to come next month and explain that to us more. We didn't mind the inconvenience of signing documents when they're needed, so I might explain that to him before he comes to the meeting, if that's the only reason. They would like us to sign and return this contract. I am comfortable, having read through it and having talked to them, of moving forward with this evening. Any thoughts on that? Okay. All right. If there are no other thoughts or comments on it, then, and this could be, you think this requires a resolution?
I don't think so.
There was a resolution passed for electric aggregation for the township to have it. So this is just moving to accept their bid?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Then I'm going to make a motion to accept. And I'm going to read this, Anita. Accept the agreement to provide competitive retail electric service to a governmental aggregation program as presented to us by Traybell Energy in the amount of, is it okay to put that in the motion? In the amount.
You said Traybell Energy.
Traybell Energy. In the amount of 0.06553, meaning 6.553 cents per kilowatt hour. And I also would like to add beginning October 1st, 2023. I know that was a lot.
I think I got it.
Okay.
Tom Graver, move to approve and accept the agreement to provide competitive retail electric service to a governmental aggregation program as presented to us from Traybell Energy in the amount of 0.06553 per kilowatt hour beginning October 1st, 2023.
I second that.
Thank you, Scott. All in favor of approving the motion, say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed? Same. That motion passes. Since we have approved this and since I was appointed the point of contact, I will sign this agreement and they would like this. I'm going to tell them I would scan it back to them this evening so they can proceed with getting this in place.
Okay. If you can send me a copy, that'd be
how about
great.
I just copy you on what I send them?
That's good.
Yep. Okay. Okay. The next item I want to we have on the new business is I have not introduced this topic and just really want to introduce it into our business, basically providing information this evening. So I was contacted by the Lake Harmony Homeowner Association about two sinkholes on property within Lake Harmony. These sinkholes were created by the collapsing of a drainage tile, a rather large drainage tile. Do you know how big that is? Is it? It's not 30, is it 36 inch?
It's either 36 or 48.
I feel like it's 36 inch. So they have a problem. They asked if a representative from the township would come and kind of hear what they listen to the problem and see if we had any suggestions.
What were the sinkholes caused by again, you said? By?
By the collapse of the drainage culvert.
Drainage culvert.
Yeah. The homeowner association did acknowledge that they understand this is not the township's responsibility. But they were looking to us for, are there ways that we might be able to help with resolving the issue, or do we have some suggestions on what they could do? So Kevin Hofstetter, our road superintendent, and I went and met with a couple members of their board, and we talked about ideas. They have a quote to resolve the problem, and Kevin made a suggestion as far as contractors that they might want to, that maybe we have used, that they might want to talk to that might be a more affordable. And then the other thing that we are looking into, and I will bring more information back to next meeting, is we're looking into seeing would there be an opportunity for us to get better, help them get better pricing on culvert tile. And so that's being reviewed right now. And also just reviewing, are there any other ways that the township might be able to help without committing dollars to the project or without committing a lot of man hours to the project? So I think I would rather us discuss this in more detail when we have all three of us here. And so just wanted to get that in the record, and then we can kind of go or move that to unfinished business next month. Okay. I had another item here where we were contacted by a resident, and this resident actually is within the village of Dalton, and this would be on North Wenger Road. There are two trees across from their residence that, after discussing with the village of Dalton and discussing with Kevin, are trees that are in the township. There are trees. The resident one said that the trees have been a nuisance to their property with leaves. They believe that there is actually poison ivy from this tree that's affecting their property, and wondered if the township would consider either trimming the trees, removing the trees. I spoke with Kevin about these. He said that we would go out, kind of inspect the trees and see, first of all, are these trees in danger of coming down? Because if they are, that would be probably an easy answer for us. If they're not, then I think we need to discuss, are these trees that we want to address? Again, it's kind of a unique situation because this is affecting property that was in the village. However, the village is part of the township. So again, I think we want to be open to at least reviewing requests like these to see if they make sense. Again, I think I would rather discuss that or a resolution when we have a full board. So, yeah.
And there are trees?
There are trees. So,
like, are they on?
They sit on the west side of the road?
They sit on the west side of the road.
Right at the garage?
Oh, I'm sorry. North Wenger. So, as you go down.
Across 30 and Main Street.
Right at the entrance of Woodridge, which is Tanglewood.
Mm-hmm.
Across from that, there are two big trees there, and we the village owns on the west side of the road up to a point, then we own, then the village owns again. And
like
these,
we actually have land there that the township isn't in the township's name and not in another residence.
It's in another. It's in the right of way.
Oh. Okay.
It's in the right of way, and that would be considered. That side of the road would be considered township road.
Okay.
That's how patchworked we are out
yeah.
there. So originally the village thought they were their trees, but after Dave Reynolds and Kevin talked, they got the maps out and they said, yeah, they're the townships. They're in the township in the right of way. So we'll review that more maybe at next month's meeting. But again, I wanted to introduce that as well.
You don't have to know whose property it borders, do you?
Well, I think it's the Wenger properties, you know, the land that they were going to develop there. I think it's in there, but again, in the right of way.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, so
I was thinking if you're going to make them go away, if you can just
drop them that direction.
Drop them that direction, and then know whose property it would be. Or,
you know, that's not a bad idea because I do know who would be in charge of that property, so I could probably check into that.
That would probably be the easiest.
Just drop them.
Just drop them, and
somebody else do something with them.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Good suggestion. I'm gonna make a note of that. Okay. All right. this is not on your agenda under new business. Anita, you sent me an email about, and I think this might have been a second email from the Wayne County Health Department about that septic.
Yeah.
So.
Is it this one?
Yep.
Okay, because I got the email and then I got this in the mail.
Yeah. That's
it's
okay.
The same thing.
Yes.
I brought it tonight because I didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah. Do you have this sheet too?
I don't.
Okay. Here, you can have that sheet too. All right. So the Wayne County Health Department sent us a letter. It's not a very long letter. Let me just go ahead and read this out loud for the record. It says, to whom it may concern, please be advised that I am requesting permission to install an approved sewage disposal system at the above reference, bless you, at the above reference property consisting of an aeration unit with UV discharging into the roadside ditch, and they put in parentheses buried culvert, on Kohler Road in Sugar Creek Township. This is an existing residence with a failing unknown treatment sewage disposal system and potentially creating a public health nuisance. The system will be inspected annually and will meet the current Ohio Administrative Code and the conditions for the discharge permit with the OEPA. They named the property owner here. Please notify this office in writing of your approval or denial. A simple email is fine. So, you know, we don't have any zoning, and we rely 100% on the county for any building codes, sewer and water issues. I mean, we don't have jurisdiction. We haven't made ourselves have jurisdiction over any of these items. We always defer to the county health department. However, in apparently through the Ohio EPA and the process of that, they do need a approval or a sign-off from the township that the resident sits in. I called Kevin today, our road supervisor, and I reviewed this with him, and I did get the green light from him saying, yes, he does not have a problem with it. So based on that green light from Kevin, and it's interesting because he added, it's not like what we can do anything anyway. It's not like if we said no to that, I don't think we have any teeth that we could add to that to stop it. So having said that, and since this letter is dated June 16th, I feel like we should go ahead and take action on that this evening. I've given you copies there of the septic design and the approval from the Ohio EPA. So I guess those documents are important. And again, I think anything that has been approved by the state and approved by the county, I don't see a reason for us to, that we would stand in the way of that. All right, so.
Did you say that we do not have any zoning regulations for the township, but it's just that they need our approval to move forward?
Apparently, yes.
Okay.
Yep. I think that's the state requires that, because they just, instead of trying to figure out who does and who doesn't, they just say everybody has to approve it. So, all right, so I am going to make a motion that we approve the project at, I'll give an address here, at 571 Kohler Road, pertaining to, hang on here, I want to get the right term, pertaining to the install of a sewage disposal system and discharge into the roadside ditch. And I guess that's a culvert. Is that what you read by that they're going to discharge into the culvert?
Probably.
Yeah.
They're not going to discharge sewer.
No. So things will run into a septic tank.
Okay.
And then
UV discharge.
Yeah. Okay. And then the clean water, the treated water, would discharge into the roadside ditch. You got that motion?
Yes.
Okay.
I second that.
Thank you, Scott. Mm-hmm. All in favor of approving the motion, say yes. Yes. Opposed, the same. Okay. I will notify the Wayne County Health Department, and by the way, that motion is approved. I will notify the Health Department of our action this evening that we approved that, so they can check that off of their checklist of things they need to do to proceed with that. Okay. One other thing I want to address, and Scott, you and I alluded to this at the beginning of the meeting about the cameras.
Yes.
So we had talked about the idea of exploring security cameras at the township garage, and I don't think any of us have done anything so far. So with if it's okay with you, I think I would like to make a motion to approve you as the point of contact on this. Anita, I would move that we appoint Scott Feltus as the point of contact to look into and research the idea of installing security cameras at the township garage.
To look into and research installing
security cameras at the township garage. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Scott. All in favor of the motion, say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Opposed, the same. And that motion is passed.
Is that a point of contact? Like, is that anything we need to go to the prosecutor on? Or is it just for research and figuring
just
out what we
research,
need?
Just for research,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, because that other would require a resolution, yeah. But
okay.
I don't think this would.
Yeah. I think this is just kind of naming Scott as the, again, the point of contact,
yeah.
or running with the ball.
Yeah, yeah. Getting the ball rolling.
Getting the ball rolling, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Okay. I think that is all of our agenda for this evening, unless anybody else has anything that I'm forgetting or that you can think of.
The only other thing I had is I received this, and I don't know, I think it's just kind of a for our information type of thing. I don't think we need to do anything with it.
So this is about our septic?
I believe so. That's what
operation
I understood.
Address. Not creating a nuisance and appears to be functioning satisfactory. Is that something that's done regularly?
I think it's done every year.
Okay.
Yeah, we had it cleaned within the last 6 years.
Yeah.
So.
I think we, I don't know if Kevin's taken this in the past. If we give this to him, I don't know if he has a file on anything septic related.
You're going to be over there?
Treatment.
Anytime?
Probably.
If this doesn't look familiar to him, he can put it back in my box and I'll put it somewhere. But
right. If he has a file for it.
If he has a file for that.
Let's file that over there. All right. Okay. If there is no other business for us to discuss tonight, we can proceed with signing the bills, signing the checks, and the purchase orders. What's that?
Make sure it didn't miss it.
Okay, I'll look at it. Purchase orders. The checks.
Okay. Thank you.
Let's talk about next meetings and times. So we have a special meeting scheduled for next Tuesday evening. That would be July the
18th
at 6:30, and that meeting will be held at the Township Garage, and that is our annual budget review meeting. So that will be, that's on the schedule. And then our next regular meeting, I thought I looked at the calendar and that was pretty early in the month. Yeah, that's August the 9th. Does that work for you to meet that early? Mm-hmm. They give you time to?
Yeah.
Okay.
That should be, let's see if that's what I have. Yeah, that should be
okay.
Fine.
So our next regular meeting will be held Wednesday, August 9th at 7 p.m. here at the Kidron Park Community Center. All right. Any other business we need to review this evening?
Did you say that special meeting next week was
6:30? 6:30. That's what I had.
Yeah.
That's what I put on the website, actually.
That's good.
Yeah. And I will be absent from that meeting. Okay, do I have a motion to adjourn?
I motion to adjourn.
Scott moves to adjourn. I second the motion. All in favor say yes.
Yes?
Yes? Meeting is adjourned.
What time?
At 7:57 p.m.